to me, Budapest will always be the Cinderella city. I first came here as a teenager, just a year or two before the Berlin Wall fell, when Hungary was still a communist state. I was traveling with my best friend who had family here, and together we got to explore this city that still had this wonderful old world elegance, but that was completely run down. I didn't actually make it back here for another couple of decades, and when I did, I was astonished by how different the city was. Budapest has totally regained its lost glories, and today it's once again one of the grandest cities in Europe. So let's take a walk and discover some of its secrets. Hello, I'm Ute Jonker, and welcome to Walk the World, the podcast that takes you on a virtual trip to some of the best places around the globe. Today we're taking a stroll through Budapest, a place that started out as two separate cities on either bank of the Danube, one called Buda, one called Pest. Once united, the city became the co-capital of the mighty Austro-Hungarian Empire and entered its heyday. And we're going to see some wonderful relics from that time today. First, however, we're traveling just a bit further back in time. We're starting our stroll in one of the oldest parts of the city, Castle Hill in Buda. So there's been a castle on this spot for 800 years, although the current incarnation is considerably younger. There's lots to see here, including the splendid Matthias Church, which is a monster of a thing, but it has this amazing roof with colourful ceramic tiles that just seem to glow in the sunshine. My favourite thing to do on Castle Hill, however, is simply to wander the narrow streets which are lined with these tiny medieval houses. It's a charming neighbourhood built on a really small scale, and it feels very different to the other side of the river, which is where we're headed next. Before we cross over, however, it's time to check out the best view in town. Overlooking the river, the Fisherman's Bastion is an extraordinary confection. It's all turrets and terraces that do a great job of framing this gorgeous outlook. The bastion itself, it actually serves no purpose apart from being a viewing platform, so it's a bit of a folly, but it's a gorgeous one. And that stunning building you're looking at on the far side of the river, the one that looks like a grand palace, that is actually the Hungarian Parliament. It's a ridiculously romantic looking building. It has spires and domes and endless rows of Gothic windows. And it's actually much newer than you think. It's only 100 years old. And by the way, it's apparently also the largest building in the country with more than 690 rooms. I know, crazy, right? So to cross the Danube River, we're going to take the most famous bridge in Budapest. It's the lovely Chain Bridge, which opened in 1849, when it was the first permanent bridge between Buda and Pest. Kind of surprising. Until that time, people used to cross the river using pontoon bridges, and the problem with that was they had to be shut whenever bad weather hit. And that is how the Chain Bridge got built in the first place. There was a nobleman living in Buda who got word that his father had died in Vienna. Now, to get there, he first had to cross the river, but because of atrocious weather, the bridges were shut for an entire week, which obviously he wasn't happy about. So he vowed to build a permanent bridge across the river so that no one else would ever find themselves in the same situation. And that was the Chain Bridge, completed in 1849. As it happened, that was also the year that Austrian troops invaded Hungary. And wouldn't you know it, they actually tried to blow up this brand new bridge. Fortunately, they failed, so we still get to cross it today. Once we're across the river, we're officially in Pest. And here you're going to find a very different feel to the other bank. So Pest's glory days were during the 19th century, when this was the co-capital of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Business boomed, there was lots of money washing around, and people were happy to invest in ornate buildings that celebrated the prevailing sense of optimism. If you've been to Vienna, the Empire's other capital, you'll spot a fair few similarities. And one of those similarities is that both cities had a really lively cafe culture. There are still some wonderfully opulent cafes you can visit in Pest, and we're heading to one of my favourites now. Café Gabor has been here for more than 150 years, and I remember coming here during my very first visit back in the days of communism. It has this amazing old school grandeur with chandeliers and marble top tables, and I love the look of it almost as much as I love the cakes and the pastries. Hungarians give good cake. I tend to order the Dobos Torta, which is one of the local favourites. It's this layered confection of sponge and chocolate buttercream topped with caramel. Oh, it's really, really nice. Now from here, I was a little torn because if we were to head south, we'd be able to explore the Great Market Hall, which is just fabulous. Three stories of scrumptious food, everything from cheese to truffles. One of the quirky things I like here is that lots of people come to sell the mushrooms that they've foraged in the forests. And the market actually has a dedicated officer whose job it is to check the mushrooms before they go on sale to make sure they're not poisonous. How cool is that? Instead of heading south, however, we're going to go north because there are some things I really want you to see. We're going to start by walking along the river, partly because it's a lovely thing to do and partly because there's something I want to show you here. It's one of the most moving Holocaust memorials I've ever seen, and it's so simple. It's 60 pairs of cast iron shoes placed along the river's edge. What it marks is the place where members of the Hungarian Nazi Arrow Cross Party murdered a group of local Jews, ordering their victims to remove their shoes before they shot them and let their bodies fall away into the river and just drift away. It's just so beautifully done. It's a really different and really moving memorial. From here, we're going to head northeast, and as we walk, you're going to notice lots of incredibly elegant apartment and office buildings. As I said earlier, there's some gorgeous architecture in Budapest, so there's plenty to drink in along the way. But there's one particular building that I want you to get a look at. Now, like much of the rest of the world, Hungarians fell in love with Art Nouveau when it came along. And why not? It's an absolutely gorgeous style. One of the best local practitioners was Ödön Leschner, and he loved to play with colour in his works. So we're going to stop and take a look at his masterpiece, the Postal Savings Bank, which has these beautiful floral decorations and one of the most gorgeously over-the-top roofs that you've ever seen. It's completely covered in green and yellow tiles. It's just divine. There are a number of other really lovely Leschner buildings around town. If you do get a chance to go to Budapest, you want to check some of them out. The Turkish Bankhouse in particular, I think, is worth making the trek to go and see. Now, if you have just a little bit more energy, I've got one more building I'd like to show you, and it's a little further east of here. And that is the Hungarian State Opera House. Now, it's located on one of the city's grandest boulevards, Andrássy Avenue, and its exterior is pretty imposing in sort of that classic neo-Renaissance way. But it's the interior of this building that you really need to check out. Now, you can either book in for a tour or you might try and get tickets for a performance, but you want to get inside that auditorium somehow. I don't want to tell you too much about it, but let's just say they started with 7 kilos of gold to apply to the decorations. So, you know, understated is not the word. We'll wind it up for now. Thank you so much for your company today. If you'd like to join me on another stroll, you'll find the first two series of Walk the World wherever you download your favourite podcasts. And you'll find more stories on Budapest and some of my other favourite destinations on my website, utijunkar.com.au. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time on Walk the World.